As Vicki O'Hara has just mentioned, in October of 1994, the Clinton administration signed an agreement with North Korea. That agreement was intended to halt Pyongyang's effort to develop nuclear weapons. Joining us now is Joseph Nye, who's the dean of the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. He was Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs under President Clinton when the 1994 framework was signed. Professor Nye, firstly, why don't you begin by reminding us what the key points of the 1994 agreement were?
Well, we had discovered that North Korea was cheating on its reprocessing of nuclear fuel at Yongbyon. And we said, close that down, let it be inspected by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and we will in return help you get a more proliferation-resistant light water reactor for energy production. And in the meantime, before that comes online, we'll provide you or help provide you with fuel oil to keep the lights on.
At the time this agreement was forged, how close were the North Koreans to having nuclear weapons?
Well, the estimates that the CIA and others made at the time was that the North Koreans might have produced between one and two bombs from plutonium. But the key question was that in the spent fuel in the reactors at Yongbyon, there was the potential for another six bombs. So getting that locked up tight with inspectors from the IAEA was an important achievement, so that they, whatever they had, we didn't know whether it was one or two, but at least it couldn't go up to seven or eight.
Did the U.S. consider attacking North Korea?
It did. In the summer of 1994, there was serious thought of a so-called preemptive or surgical strike to bomb the plant Yongbyon. One of the reasons we didn't do that was that our allies in Japan and Korea were very concerned about it. And North Korea has a million men within 60 miles of the border with South Korea and 10,000 artillery tubes, which could be trained on Seoul. And you'd have had a battle probably at the scale of the First Korean War, which is a huge battle. And even though we would have won it, it's not like fighting in the Iraq desert.
The agreement was supposed to be verified by an inspection regime. It was supposed to halt the development of nuclear weapons. Did inspectors find any evidence that North Korea wasn't living up to its obligations?
What the inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency inspected was the reprocessing plant at Yongbyon, and they did not find evidence of cheating there. What the North Koreans did was try an end run around the agreement by developing a different process, uranium enrichment instead of plutonium, as their way to develop fissile material.
Let me put you on the spot a bit. There's been much made today in Washington about whether or not an agreement can halt the development of nuclear weapons. Certainly that's the argument that it cannot in Iraq, or the suspicion that it cannot. What do you think the Korean position suggests?
Well, I think the interesting question for the Bush administration is, can they get away with the use of force in a situation like this? And if you don't have support from South Korea and Japan, and if you're also trying to do things in Iraq, and if the North Koreans are opening to bargain, then it may be that they will have to try to use diplomacy.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Joseph Nye was Assistant Secretary of Defense when the agreement with North Korea was signed. He's the author of The Paradox of American Power, Why the World's Only Superpower Can't Go It Alone.